Mark Vandermeer, John Harris with George Whitfield at the Scouting Combine. So you're very popular here, and obviously we know why. What's it like for you being here this year versus last year and the kind of questions you're getting? What's the difference, George?
First, thanks for having me on, Mark, John. This is fun. The difference, I would say last year it was like coming in here with Rocky Balboa, with Johnny. I've always kind of, when we get through the trainings and you come through a draft season, then I'll know how I kind of equate it. With Cam Newton, it was like coming in here with Maximus, you know, from Gladiator. And the mob is in here, and he's got, you know, the scandal from Auburn, and people are up against him. We want to see, like, he had to come in here and kind of battle like that. Coming in here with Andrew Luck felt like you're walking into any arena with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, it's a known deal. There's no hype to Luck. Like Tyson, he didn't dance around, no tassels. He just comes straight in. And with Johnny, it felt like Rocky Balboa. I don't know what it is right now with Jameis. It is a lot of fun. It's not contentious from his standpoint. You know, he's had a very challenging year. Self-imposed challenges a lot of times. But out in San Diego, there's not a moment where he says, I'm going to prove them wrong, I'm going to show them wrong. Now, he took, you know, for a moment, he took a little umbrage with the fact that people thought he was fat and not working out. He said, I'm not in bikini shape, but damn, that's what they think, you know, that's what they think of me a week out. He goes, how old is that pick? And, he, you know, he's kind of playing around. He's a playful guy. We got interns. And he pushed his stomach out. He's got a bungee on. And he's showing the interns, you know, this is good college life. You know, but, and he said, that's what they really think of me, huh? He goes, after all this, he goes, after all those games, after all those wins, he goes, they know I've been dreaming about this. We all dream about it. He said, that's what they think? I'm not working? Now I decide not to get serious.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but it's been fun. And now you get up here, all he wants to do is just get on the chalkboard, get on the field, you know, get down with the coaches and everything like that. There's some coaches he's long admired he wants to meet.
We know that the process and the interviews, we'll never know what he said, what the coaches ask him and those things. But when you get Jameis goes to San Diego and you see him for the first time and you go, okay, step one is this.
Yes.
Where did you start with Jameis?
One, get healthy. He came out with a pretty bad ankle sprain.
Yeah.
And it happened some point, you know, toward the back end of the season, it re-aggravated in the Rose Bowl. You know, he's wearing those big Karl Malone, Dan Marino cleats, you know, and he's got, you know, two things on his ankle. So job one is to get him healthy. Job two, hey, let's start breaking a sweat and getting back to work.
Right.
Part of that was changing his diet. You know, we got him his own personal chef and a nutritionist. They work together. And then you got to make sure he's actually taking the food, because his commentary on the food choices, coach, it's a little bland, isn't it? Need a little sauce. I need some ranch on this. We can't get in and out today. Stick to the script. If you follow this, it'll put you at a certain point. He bought that. And then from a football standpoint, which I think the question probably was most about, he's most excited because this is the first time in his life he's been a full-time football player. Yeah. Since he was seven, half the year goes to baseball. And we talked about that. When you get home from the Rose Bowl, what happens? If you're coming back to Florida State, well, I'd be reporting to batting practice in 2 days. I wouldn't really see my teammates. It's like, I come over there for meetings, but I'd be lifting with the baseball team. Yeah. It's not so much for explosiveness. I do this, I do this, I'd be throwing, the football would pretty much go away. And so it's to kind of wash out the baseball in him, and so he can be more concise and condensed mechanically.
How difficult is that to take the baseball out of him? We talk about that a lot, about baseball players, the guns, we talk about catchers. We all knew catcher that played quarterback in high school. How do you take the baseball, the pitcher, out of him and make him a quarterback thrower?
You got to plot it out. You know, even a kid that's a smart and prideful and dedicated as Jameis, it's not an overnight switch. And you've got to keep that air around him. Hey, that's okay. The needle went from here to here today. That's okay. That's progress. And you got to kind of say, okay, his first benchmark is this, the combine. So you got to get to here. The next benchmark is the pro day. The trajectory should be a little bit different then. You got to we show him a lot on tape. We record the drill, and then we, with those iPad there's apps that you can go frame by frame. So I let him go three reps and then quickly interrupt him and show him. It's a project between you and I. You and I happen to be working on you. So I'm going to need your input. I need your feedback. I need you to see what I see. And he now he's an integral part of the process. Normally, when these guys are in football, it's about a team. So, Jameis, I need you to account for these five linemen, get these guys lined up. There's 11 guys on the other side of the line of scrimmage that you need to account for. Who's coming? Who's dropping? What is he doing over there? This process, it's just an isolated laboratory experiment on yourself. And they all love that. Ooh, I actually got a half yard deeper on my five step today. You did. Yoga's kicking in. Hey, that deep ball is coming in, coach. Look at that. I'm not off balance anymore. You're right. Because you're doing a lot of good work in the weight room. You're supported. Now they get to invest in themselves so they can go back out and do that. And when do they get to do this? You know, 2+ months. Jameis, it'll almost be 3. Pro day is not until March 31st. So he just keeps saying, I'm full-time for this long? Just football for this long? Coach, they don't want to see me, coach. They don't want to see me. He says, look at everybody else I'm competing with. They stay in football. I'm off playing baseball and come back. Right. And I look at that, you know, if it's an AP course, he's only in class half the time. Right. And he's still getting the best grades or among those who are having some of the highest grades in that class. And now he's going to be in there full time. Hopefully it'll play out.